dude, like, oh my God, like, can we talk about like the political and economic state of the world right now?
Welcome to Street Speak, the show where the streets speak and shit gets real. I'm Andre.
I'm CJ.
And I'm the White Sosa.
Thank you for tuning in this week.
So, we got a. Looks like it's a busy week this week. We didn't cover last week, so we have some overflow, a bit of overlap.
Yeah.
But, how's everybody been?
I've been gooning every day, nonstop, edging for
Oh,
5 hours.
no! Any particular reason?
I'll be having
Does he need a
fun.
reason?
I mean, no, but a motive is always like, when someone commits like a crime or a heinous act,
Yeah.
typically people ask for a motive.
Ain't nothing heinous
Not that
about
those
having
things are.
fun.
Yeah, I'm just having a good time. That's my exact defense when I murder six people. By the way, they usually don't take too kindly to that.
Pretty good argument.
Yeah, I don't know why they don't like it, but okay, you've been gooning. What have you been gooning to?
You do
Just like
not want to
ass?
know.
Oh no. No, I think I do now.
I have a very sick, twisted mind. You could even say I have an ill mind.
Not
like
again. We're not starting this. No.
Illmatic? Like
No,
Cops.
no, 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 we're not going into this. All right, what's the first topic, guys? What we start with?
Do we want to start with like, do we want to start with the bigger stories, like the Russia shit, or do we want to start with like just shitting on Twitter retards?
We should start with shitting on Twitter retards since we can knock those out of the way pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Delve into the
So
serious topics after.
the first one is just like fucking Twitter retards getting mad at people for like cleaning up graffiti on buildings. Like they're making
Yeah.
actual like whole threads about like what's it called? They're like, you telling me you want every building to look like this boring gray paint? And it's like, don't get me wrong, I think graffiti is cool as fuck. Like if it was on my building, like personally I wouldn't give a fuck, but like you can't expect everyone to be me, you know?
Yeah. That's my
Yeah,
take
I
as well.
mean, at the end of the day, it's not their property. It is like defacing the fucking property. But
Yeah.
I think there's some graffiti I like, but then there's other people who just go around tagging and it does make shit just look genuinely ugly. If you're doing like a
Yeah.
full piece, like a full piece of art, like that's cool. I like that. But just like fucking tagging, like no. Like yeah, it deserves to be covered up.
Yeah. But you'll have people saying like I don't know how to put it. They were genuinely like writing think pieces about this shit. It's like it's not even that
Yeah,
deep, bro. I
I
guarantee you the
don't
person
see
who
how that's so
fucking
controversial.
the person who sprayed it probably knew that shit was getting taken down.
No, for sure. The
Y'all
only place that
ever
shit.
seen that old ass Santa Claus movie with Tim Allen?
The Santa Claus?
Yeah. Y'all remember his
No.
son hated Christmas so much he spray painted a Christmas tree with the big like X on it in the school gym.
Just a hater.
See that I fuck with.
No, that's peak hatred. If you don't fuck with Christmas, fuck you. Best holiday.
I'm Santa's strongest soldier.
Exactly.
then we have there was a bunch of people arguing about or more so people just trying to like justify their overspending on like DoorDash and shit. And don't get me wrong, I have that habit too, but like I don't try to justify that shit. Like I know it's just something I shouldn't do. But basically they were like they're saying that they're so fucking like disabled that they can't even open like a frozen meal to put it in the microwave.
But
It's the
they can
only
like
option.
walk to the door. They can walk to the door to
Yeah.
pick up the food, though. That's
They were
completely
saying like
fine.
it's because of like rheumatoid arthritis and shit like that, and it's like so you can't fucking open a box and use a microwave, but you can use your phone.
Yeah. Use the phone, open up the packaging on everything else just completely fine.
Yeah. And then they were like, well, it's also like, people were trying to say that door dashing is like less expensive than cooking for yourself. And that is a damn lie. As someone who does both often, like, that is so fucking false.
No, yeah, that's most definitely a hard cope.
And there's this dude who, like, quoted it with a video of, or, like, some pictures of, like, just a random fucking store he went to in his city. And it was, like, $1.50 per pound for, like, some chicken and, like, $1.50 for some pork. And he was just like, I guarantee you it's cheaper to cook at home. And someone was just like, yeah, but I guarantee you that's, like, the trashiest quality of meat there is. And he was just like, what the fuck do you think you're eating when you buy McDonald's?
No, when they're buying McDonald's, that's the gourmet stuff.
Yeah, you know, obviously. That's fucking A1 Wagyu. Or
they get the deluxe quarter pounder?
Why do you think their burgers are like fucking $10 now? Insane, they've really upped the quality recently.
Bro, I think we already talked about this, but when I went to work and I fucking buy 2 cheeseburger and a large drink, and I'm like, I'm expecting, because back when I worked at McDonald's, I would ring that up for people all the time. It'd be like $3. Mm-hmm. And then, So I order 2 cheeseburgers, large drink, and I'm like, okay, a little $3 real quick. He fucking reads back to me. He's like, that'll be $7.50.
Oh my God.
Insane.
Yeah, that'll be $200.
Yeah, can I do a payment plan?
That's how you know our country's collapsing.
They actually have fucking payment plans on fast food now. That's insane.
I fuck with it.
You fuck with it? Low key, I want to do it just so when I buy a pizza, it's not as bad on me.
I know.
Like, oh yeah, $2.50 a week, I could sacrifice that, but the whole $7 right now, I don't know.
Build your credit for a pizza.
That's the thing that sucks, it doesn't even go towards your credit.
Yeah, okay, here's another one. This is like exact quote from someone that had about 50,000 likes. Does anyone else think it's upsetting that food is currently considered a luxury item, that we are being told to just eat cereal and frozen dinners? I'm feeling a type of way about it. Okay, so you're ordering fucking DoorDash, right? What are you getting on there that's better than cereal or a frozen dinner?
Applebee's.
Like,
wait, never mind. Applebee's is pretty much frozen, huh?
Yeah.
Microwaved.
Yeah, I don't know then.
And just never mind, like, this is why I say fucking, when people try to flex and be like, oh, don't tell me to get in the kitchen, I fuck up making ramen, like, that shit's not cute, that shit's not funny, it's not a flex at all, bro. Like, regardless of, because I see a lot of women will do it too, to like, be the whole, like, oh, I'm not gonna cook for you, you know? It's like, regardless of your gender, like, you should have basic skills of at least fucking whipping up some chicken and rice. Like, that's just pathetic.
It's a go-to.
I don't know. My rice hasn't turned out too well recently. I don't know how you fuck up rice, but somehow I manage it.
Bro. All you gotta do, it's just rice and water.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what I do wrong. The first time it came out too wet. The second time wasn't that great. I don't know, man.
Do you not know the knuckle technique?
No, I don't even know what that is.
What?
Knuckle technique.
You fucking, to make sure you're putting the right amount of water, you put the rice in, and you fill the water up to about, like, your first knuckle.
Okay, cool. Hey, but my chicken came out fucking banging, though. I will say that. My chicken and my steak were good. Somehow I fucked up the rice.
Oh, fuck. I name dropped. Andre, did you know about the knuckle technique?
No.
I'm not Andre a real knows, rice eater.
Yeah, Andre's not a real, cooker. He's just like me.
I'd be whipping chicken patties up, though.
Okay, look. It's because... You're right, I'm not a real rice eater. My mom will make rice, and I don't like her rice, so I just don't eat it. I'll just eat beans.
How do you not like rice?
Because she makes Spanish rice.
And that's just good as fuck.
She puts, like, too much tomato sauce, and I don't like it. So I prefer just like plain white rice.
I think the first time I ever had mole was at your house.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'd be fucking that shit up like on a weekly basis now.
That shit's good, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I still feel disrespected that you guys liked Pave's dad's, what was it, ceviche more than my dad's ceviche.
I don't think I really ate it, like, either. I wasn't really fucking with ceviche. I still kind of don't.
No, ceviche. My dad's ceviche is so fucking good. So
what the
fucking
hell
good.
Is ceviche?
Favorite. It's like shrimp.
Yeah, it's a bunch of fucking...
with, like, vegetables.
Yeah. Usually it's, like, all cold and shit. I think it's because I don't fuck with, like, cold shrimp.
Oh.
Honestly, I kind of just don't really fuck with shrimp in general, unless it's, like, fried.
Damn, what about my mom's pozole? You remember that?
That's you. Whew! I would cream. Ooh! If it wasn't your mom, I would say something disrespectful.
Okay, we can leave it at that. That's
basically
what
did.
Soul is.
You did it another way. I think he has an idea.
Yeah, I think I know what you're trying to say. It's all right.
Okay, moving on. Do we want to? Okay, here we go. So, Hassan Piker is selling t-shirts that say capitalism is in decay for $35.
Yeah.
His excuse is that it was made in the U.S. with a union labor. I don't see what that's really changing about it.
That is supposed to up the cost a bunch. But, someone right here said $35 for a t-shirt that looks that took $10 max to make is very capitalistic of you.
Yup.
He literally made it with capitalism.
Yeah.
Bro, this thing is Hassan. So funny. This isn't even the first Hassan. Time something like this has happened.
Yeah, are you thinking about like the editor's computer? He said that because people were grilling him about being like fake socialist, you know? And he was, and they were like, okay, what about like your editor? Does he get a cut of all your profit? And he was like, He was like, I bought my editor his means of working. I bought him a PC.
Like, that's all. And that's it. His YouTube making $1,000 a month, tens of thousands maybe. All he got was some $600 PC. I gave you the means of your phone fucking production.
Have we looked up his net worth before? Net
it's in the millions. I mean, he has a fucking multi-million dollar mansion. That alone is like...
Yeah.
I don't know if he's in the eight-figure range yet. He probably is, honestly.
First Link says... This is a year old, though. First Link says it's 4 million.
I don't really trust, like, fucking Google net worth, though. Because that doesn't count for, like, what they have, like, liquid fucking... Like, mm-hmm. I don't know, because that shit will say that Akira Toriyama only had, like, 50 million at his time of passing, rest in peace, but you know that dude had way more than that.
Yeah, so, all of the links are more than a year old at this point, but on the low estimate, it's, like, 2 million, so 2 to 4 million, that was a year ago, so it's probably, like, doubled.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's, like, above 10 million in reality.
No, I wouldn't be surprised either. And his family is rich too, right?
Yeah, his whole fucking... Like, even when he was young, his whole family was rich. Even though he tries to pretend he grew up, like, broke in Turkey for some reason.
He was living lavish in Turkey.
His fucking,
the bomb's going off.
His uncle's, like, the owner of the Young Turks, bro. He has enough money to run for president. I don't want to hear shit.
This guy, oh my god.
Oh yeah, I forgot. He is running for president.
Yeah, he's not gonna get a single fucking vote.
Hell no.
No, I'm gonna say some slurs. He looks like ooh boy. Ooh.
Speaking of voting, that's a good segue into our last like Twitter retard topic. Was
Yeah.
Basically, it's mainly like the Palestine crowd is and they're saying like, don't vote for fucking Biden or Trump. They're like, fucking Biden like is he's funding a genocide and all this, all that, right? And it's like, it's a pretty
That's the
valid
reason.
reason, and that's a pretty valid reason to not like a president, right? But at the same time, like, you're so anti-Trump and you know he's gonna do everything you don't like, why are you gonna just let him win? These are the same people that back in like 2016, or I think 2020, I mean, they were like, if you vote for Kanye, you're basically giving your vote to Trump because you're not voting against Trump. The same people saying that are like now saying, I'm not
No,
gonna
for
vote.
real.
They
That's
want in
actually
the next
true.
4 years.
Yeah, and then if Trump wins, they're gonna be the same people that are like, oh my God, I can't believe that we don't have abortion rights anymore. Like, what do you think? Like, your vote was supposed to help stop that. You're gonna say like, it's one of the lesser of two evil things. Like, if that's what you're caring about, if that's a right that you don't want taken away, then you got to make sure you fucking put that vote in.
Yeah, but I think you brought up an amazing topic. Actually, like within this topic, I think Kanye was plotted against. I think he actually won the presidency in 2020.
You all right, man?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, why?
You think he won? How do you win? Popular vote?
He got. Yeah, are you retarded? Every person I know voted for him.
That was the real election conspiracy right there.
Kanye actually won. I was kind of mad that he didn't run again. I really wanted him to run.
Too
To
busy.
lose
He
again?
too busy just fucking around now.
He's just making songs about gooning.
Oh God.
He was so horny in this last album. Like, half the songs were just about fucking bitches.
Bro, look at his wife.
Yeah, I know. He's just horny now all the time. He makes her walk around naked.
That's
I would
so
be
real,
too.
though.
He said, you would too?
Yeah.
I really wonder if, like, if someone sent him like a cum tribute to his wife, do you think he would be offended, or you think he'd be like, "Yeah, I got a bad bitch"?
I don't know. I don't know if, how to answer that.
There's only one way for us
I'm
to
never gonna
find
say
out.
no. I don't. That kind of makes him sound like a cuck if he did. If he did fuck with that.
Yeah.
Yo, nice cum tribute.
Yo, nice cum tribute. That was a huge load. I'm glad it was for my wife.
Very glad my wife can make other people goon, just like me.
What do you guys think about voting for a third party?
In this country, it's pretty much useless,
Yeah, if you want to
actually.
do it, go ahead. I don't care, but there's like literally no point.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, these last few elections, I think they did gain traction, but it was still in like the single digit percentages.
Yeah.
Maybe if that trend continues, like I would encourage people to do it if they want to, but like you just know you're not gonna win.
Yeah.
Maybe in the long run you'll make a difference, but just know you're not gonna vote for them and win.
I think we need
Don't be
another cleansing of
surprised.
the communists.
Another cleansing of the communist.
Yeah, I'm tired of like the tankies on Twitter, bro. Like, they either need to have their revolution and like fucking win, or they need to get wiped out. Like, I'd rather fucking actually like full on live under communism than have them like yapping on Twitter all day.
No, but then they'd be the only ones in control of Twitter, and then they'd yap even more.
Well, then I would revolt. See, unlike
You'd revolt.
them, I'm actually about this shit.
You're about this.
Like, I genuinely wouldn't want to go to war for the country, but if communists try to take over, I'm fucking killing them. Sign me up.
I think
You're gonna see a fucking 6'6", 250-pound fucking Marine just laying out fanboys.
Picking them up just by their neck, railing them, and then tossing them to the side. One at a time.
Yeah. Have you guys ever seen those memes of, like, it was like the Japanese on some remote fucking island trying to hold a position when some 6'6", double digit IQ cornbread fed
cornfed marine shows up. I think those memes are so funny. It's like, honestly, like, I told you, I've told that story before where I saw, like, a 7-foot dude at Disneyland, and I was like, yeah, I could probably take him. I think at that point, you're just DeLulu enough to keep fighting.
I feel like I could even get shot a couple times and still keep going.
You think so?
As long as it's not in my head.
I think, like, me, I could probably tank a couple 22s.
You ever seen that video of the old dude, like, getting shot by the cop, and he's just fucking screaming at, still charging him down? That's literally me.
Bro, I used to have that video saved to my phone. I don't think I have it anymore, but I would watch it every once in a while. I was like, god damn.
Now, don't get me wrong. If I get, like, sprayed down by, like, an AK or something, I don't think I'm charging at him, but my delusion tells me I could at least take, like, I don't know, fucking a 7-round mag from a Glock.
I don't know. I think you could take it, Sosa. When we go camping, I'll take, like, some of my guns, and we can see what we'll see what the biggest caliber we could take is before we have to go to the hospital. I'll get shot with a BB gun, and they'll be like, "Oh fuck, no, it's too much. Take me."
I don't know, like. It's not the cringy, like, oh, I black out, I see red, bro, but, like, my brain actually does go into retard mode sometimes and get fucking, like, insane fucking pain, durability, and strength.
it's like, literally, like, Down syndrome.
I think it's just the Celtic blood, like, fucking activating whenever it needs to.
The African warlord blood?
I said Celtic.
No.
Don't disgrace my ancestors. Oh, okay, you know there's Black Irish.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about them.
Do they have the ginger beards? Black dude with the ginger beard?
Yeah, like
there's beige. Oh, I haven't seen him in a while, but there was a black ginger at my gym. He's very clearly a black dude, but he's, like, albino, and he has, like, ginger hair. He's like Pave, except black.
He probably looked interesting.
He looked interesting. Yeah, I wish I saw him. I'll sneak a picture next time.
Work.
But talking about African, well, never mind. I guess these dudes aren't warlords. You guys want to talk about warlords?
Yes. Yeah, we can go to that.
Gang leader named Barbecue is now most powerful man in Haiti. As U.S. evacuates Americans. So, Pave brought it to our attention like 2 weeks ago that there's a gang of cannibals running Haiti right now.
That's
or that
tough.
There supposedly there was.
Mm-hmm.
Some claim that the rifle-wielding 47-year-old mobster's nickname comes from his penchant for setting his victims on fire. Though he says it's an old moniker his mother gave him as a boy.
Who calling the kid Barbecue, bro?
You hate that
name. That's
a tough
ass fucking name. Oh, God. It is hard, bro.
That's the name of, like, a Borderlands 2, like, psycho.
Yeah.
Oh man, we should have brought Pave on. I feel like when he brought it up on We Are Douchebags, he sounded like he knew a lot about it.
Yeah, because I don't really know shit about this one. I know that Haiti and the Dominican Republic are basically having their own Israel-Palestine moment.
Yeah, so this other article, from the Rolling Stone, is saying that it's a that it's a hoax that the right wing invented to try to, like, kick out migrants or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Haitian migrants?
And And I have seen, it's mostly, right-wing accounts and stuff talking about how there's cannibals and how we're letting in cannibals and stuff. But the dude's name is Barbecue.
Fuck it, let the cannibals in.
Let them in?
Fuck it. We need a little drama. We need to keep it interesting.
We need zombies.
Oh, God.
There was that video that I sent into the group chat. I sent it into the Instagram group chat, right? Where this dude was just eating some guy's leg in, the middle of California. Broad day.
Oh? Wait, when did you send that?
I sent it a couple days ago. California Cannibal.
Was that, the follow-up to California Girls?
Yeah, Katy Perry wasn't on this one, though.
That's a shame.
A guy seriously got arrested for allegedly eating a train crash victim's leg. Jesus Christ.
Well, why even arrest him? He fucking, it's not like he need that.
He's just eating. Yeah. He was just hungry. I take bite. Yo, this article is fucked up. The hungry passerby now in custody. Yeah, he was just a hungry little guy. Pro tip for everyone out there who may someday wander into the scene of a gruesome accident: do not eat the victim.
Are you gonna stop me?
Yeah, it's so tempting.
Dude, that is actually fucked up.
It's like Green Goblin mask on the dumpster. And just eat me, eat me.
Eat me, eat me. Yeah, so this dude just fucking middle of the a fucking leg, bro. How hungry do you have to be? How high do you have to be?
I don't know. I feel like you don't even gotta be that hungry. I would try it just to try it.
Oh, he did like that. He walked
onto the scene of an accident and just picked up a leg and walked away with it. That is crazy.
I mean, where would you prefer him to get one, you know? Like, you want him to go fucking chop one off himself?
Yeah, go to a morgue or something and ask for them to donate it.
Was the victim already dead?
Yeah, they were already dead. So I guess, if I had to guess, it doesn't really go into much detail, but it says it was a train accident, so some guy probably got ran over and exploded by a train.
Yeah.
And the leg was just on the side of the road, and he picked it up and started eating it, I guess.
I don't know. If I die and someone starts eating my leg, I'm going to come back as a ghost to dap him up.
Yo, was that a tasty
I'd be
game?
Fucking pissed. I'd be pissed.
Yo, rate my flavor.
No, I would be horrifically pissed. I would be like, you fucking asshole. At least feed it to my dog, dickhead.
Sure, so you can live through your dog.
Yeah.
I think that's how that works.
I mean, yeah, I'm going to dap him up, but don't get me wrong. My cat going to get that get back.
At least cook it a bit, not just raw. I hope I had worms.
All right, do we want to talk about Russia?
Yeah, we can talk about Russia.
So, I don't think we even need to really tell anyone, but just in case, there was a mass shooting in Russia, supposedly done by ISIS, where, fucking 80 people died.
I think you mean what really happened is that ISIS decided to culturally appropriate America and shoot up a mass... mass event.
Well, it's funny you say that, because according to a large amount of people, we funded them, and we're the ones sending them there, so it's a really cultural appropriation if we're the ones, sending them in.
Yes. They're an American.
What do you mean? It's they're American the most Americans fund- there are.
It's American-funded. No, it's not American-funded, actually. It's Jewish-funded cultural appropriation. But yeah, dude, that shit is horrifying, bro. That video you sent,
That shit was there on camera.
Yeah, actually, no Russian.
They were literally just piled up in a corner getting mowed down. That, goddamn. But
dude, like, you me, guys I'm, saw I'm, what I'm stopping them.
For real, I think I would have had to step in if I was like, there.
Yeah, I'm like Mark Wahlberg on the 9/11 plane.
He would have. I feel like he's ballsy enough to where he would have stopped them. Have you seen him do pull-ups?
Yeah. That's a beast.
Yeah, he's like 50 years old, shredded as hell, definitely not on any steroids.
I need some of that Hollywood shit, bro.
The Hollywood shit. Yeah. If everyone had Hollywood shit, I think we would be a perfect society.
Oh god. There wouldn't be any type of fights or violence because everyone would just like be too focused on how great they look.
They would just be flexing in any reflection possible.
Everyone's complimenting each other.
Hey, looking good. Looking big, brah.
Yo, you too, man.
Looking huge, man.
What's that shit Arthur's always fucking telling us to watch? The Ziz stuff?
He tells you guys to watch that?
Yeah, what's it called? Yeah, I don't remember.
It's like,
I remember him... He was like, Andre, you know what this is? I'm like, what the fuck is that? What are you talking about?
Muzzing.
And he showed like a gif. Yeah, a gif of Ziz, quote unquote muzzing, whatever the fuck that is.
Muzzing?
It's like, you've seen how Ziz dances to the music, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that dancing style, I guess, is called muzzing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I looked up muzzing and it's give some fucking Ziz.
It's hitting that shit.
That shit is so hard.
Need to learn how to muzz.
I think Ziz is like the perfect representation of like 2010s culture. Like late 2000s, early 2010s culture.
Wait, how did we even get here? We were talking about Russia.
Yeah, I'm reading an article right now.
Oh, because we were talking about how Mark Wahlberg would have stopped it, and then we went on to steroids. Yeah.
Okay.
But I think if I was there personally, I probably would have started flexing my biceps and told them that they don't have to do this, and that I got guns of my own, so they need to leave.
Don't make me take action, douchebag.
Bro, I've been waiting for the longest to get arrested again, just so when they start patting me down and say, "Do you have any weapons on you?" I can go, "Yeah, this right hand and this left hand."
Yeah, my fists are registered as weapons under the law. Bro, low-key, I've been wanting to get pulled over, too, just so I could be like, yeah, I've got guns on me.
And then quickly reach for like, the wallet.
Or, like, the one thing that I've actually 100% wanted to do is if I get pulled over, have you seen that video where it's, like, how to tell a police officer you have a gun in the thumbnail is him pointing the gun out the window? I want to have that video playing when they pull me over.
Have you seen the one where it was like bro's exercising his First Amendment and he got pulled over and he was just like fucking like screaming?
No, I've never seen that.
I need to see that.
I don't know if I can find it, but basically there's just two cops and he's just recording himself going like... He's like, rah, rah, rah,
rah. No, I've never seen that. Exercising his First Amendment, that's awesome. Okay, so that's Russia shooting. Anything else to say about it or no?
I mean, besides the conspiracy shit where people think, like, you know, ISIS is being funded by America and Israel.
Uh-huh.
People actually have the audacity to say that ISIS only ever attacks U.S. and Israeli adversaries, and then, you know, fucking ISIS, like, kills 80 people in France, or will fucking do some shit like that. I guess that's an American adversary.
Yeah. I mean, my dad's one of the people, like I said the other day, who thinks America was probably behind it. I don't know what it is, bro. Anybody who's on Facebook, they just get propagandized to, like, whatever. It's insane.
Same people that used to tell you that kids are so naive and they need to not believe everything they hear.
Yeah. But I'm going to take the stance that the Jews did it.
I'm going to take the stance that that Islam might have a little factor.
No.
Putin tried to say that Ukraine did it.
Oh, yeah, that too. Ukraine did it. It was the Ukrainian Jews.
The fuck?
Because they were trying to flee into Ukraine when they were caught or some shit. So yeah. People were trying to say, like, yeah, it was Ukraine. They helped them out, or that they're actually Ukrainian or whatever. Oh, they fucked those dudes up, though. Did you guys see that? Like, yeah, how they gouged one dude's eye out and they cut off another dude's ear? That's what they need to fucking do. I want them to live stream them being tortured.
They're also, like, mass fucking deporting people after that.
Are they?
Yeah.
Damn. Good.
I don't know the specifics behind it, but yeah, they're fucking getting rid of a fuck ton of people.
Holy shit. No, but they anytime they catch someone who does some like mass shooting or act of terrorism like that, yeah, just let the police beat the fuck out of them.
Oh,
like,
God.
Please.
I don't even care about a trial. Like, if you catch them in the act like that, just fucking like start beating them to death.
Like, especially if they're a fucking, like, school shooter or some shit. Like, anything where you're targeting innocent people. Yeah, honestly, just capture them and then live stream their torture on the spot.
If this would have happened in America and not Russia, they would have had them in the interrogation room with Popeyes.
Yeah, with some McDonald's.
Asking them questions. Why did you do this?
Didn't the police stop with, like, a mass shooter at Burger King or something?
I think it was Nicholas Cruz, the Parkland shooter.
Was it him? I thought it was some, like, white supremacist dude. I think it was a guy who shot up a black church.
That's Dylan the police Bruce. Asked Dylan him Bruce. I'm pretty sure he...
Yeah.
I don't think he got the Burger King treatment.
I thought it was him, Burger but yeah, King they actually did do that with the mass shooter. They spoiled them.
Wait, no, they did. Cops bought
Oh,
Burger
yeah,
King
it was,
for
it was
Dylan
Burger
Roof
King, yeah.
Following his arrest. That's crazy.
You think I don't
How
know?
Many, it was over like 10 people, right? 9 people he killed?
Something. Dude, and I watched like a mini documentary about what he did too. He was fucked up, bro. Like, the victims were like begging, like, please don't do this. And he just, no mercy, like, oh, I have to. Like, he talked to them and like just fucking murdered them. That shit's insane.
Or, what was the Buffalo one, where he was, like, killing all the black people at a
oh!
grocery store? And, there was, like, a white dude on the ground, like, fucking terrified, and he was like, oh, I'm sorry, and then just shoots a black guy? That shit was insane.
Oh, I'm sorry. Bro, that video actually, like, low-key traumatized me for a bit. I started caring because of that.
Well,
thank you, CJ.
At least, I guess somehow that had somewhat of a positive effect.
Yeah, because I'm a hero now. I'll step in next time. But no, that video like fucked me up because I was like, he got out of the car and started shooting so fucking fast. Yeah. And then he killed the security guard, and that fucked me up too. The security guard hit, I think he hit him, but the dude was wearing body armor, so it didn't do shit. So that scares me now too. Like, well, okay, now I carry. But what if the guy's wearing body armor? I should probably carry like a 5.7 or something.
Yeah, get AP rounds
armor.
In there.
Yeah, I need a switch so that like he stumbles backwards at the bare minimum.
get a switch and then you just spray an outline around him. Don't hit a single time.
On some Looney Tunes type shit.
That's actually the like average experience shooting a Draco.
Have you shot one?
I haven't personally, but what's it called? Like, anytime I read about them or like watch videos on them, it's literally just talking about how fucking shitty the accuracy is.
No, yeah, I've seen the same thing. Every time someone shoots them, it's like they cannot hit shit from more than like 5 yards. I'll still buy one though. That'll be my carry, my concealed carry.
My concealed carry is an AA-12.
Bro, that's the dream right there.
How do you even conceal that? Would you carry like a like luggage around with you everywhere and just keep it in there?
Okay, well, when you're a big guy, you can get away with carrying something bigger. Yeah,
you'll carry like a trench coat like an old timey gangster.
Those gangsters that used to hide fucking Tommy guns in their shit.
Yeah.
That's me with my AA-12. Someone tries to fucking start shooting people, I'm turning him to a fucking into mist.
You know what's something I've thought about? If two people, like, let's say there's two kids getting bullied at school, and both of them, like, they're not in the same friend group, but they're both getting bullied. They snap on the same day. Both of them plan to shoot up the school at the exact same time. What do you think would happen? Do you think they'd turn on each other or help each other out?
I mean, if it was me, I'm dapping them up. And then it's going to be like, yo, save one mag. Once we're done with them, like, let's go to war.
Oh, that would be sick. I personally think maybe one of them would have, like, a turn of heart. And then they would become the hero school shooter. like they had the plans to shoot up their school. They brought the AR-15 and everything. But they walk into the building and they hear gunshots firing out. They see, like, casings on the ground and they're like, oh no, what? I almost did this. And then they go hunt the dude down.
what if they were, just makes them even more pissed and they were like, this is supposed to be my moment.
Oh, you're taking my shine, motherfucker. They're stealing my fame.
It's always funny. A bunch of those fucking school shooters, bro. Whenever you see them in court or like in the interrogations, they're like, I'm so insane. I did it because I'm crazy.
My favorite one was Nicholas Cruz. That guy was such a shitty actor.
Oh, God.
The voices told me to do it.
If I was a psychiatrist, I would have just... You want to try that again, buddy?
we'll wipe that one from the record. You could do it again.
I'll pretend like I didn't hear it the first time. Try again. Be more convincing.
You get one mulligan. Don't fuck up again.
No, it was actually so bad. The dude was like, you hear voices. And he's like, yeah, they tell me to do bad things. Like, literally the most cliche thing you could ever think of.
Yeah, it was like I was watching some shitty indie movie.
And I loved how the detective just wasn't fucking putting up with it either.
No, I know. Did you watch the same, like, hour-long documentary?
Yeah,
the
fucking breakdown on it, yeah.
Yeah.
JCS?
Yeah. Some shit like that, yeah. It was some channel that was blowing up for a bit.
Yeah, shout out to that channel.
We should get that guy on. Okay, but we should move on now to the bridge incident.
That shit was crazy.
So, for those people out there, basically a very large cargo ship crashed into a Baltimore bridge and brought the whole thing down, killing many people.
Yeah, horrible tragedy that is being used for racial propaganda.
Is it actually?
Yeah.
Bro, anything that goes wrong is going to be used as racial propaganda. Oh.
But how, though? How in this case? I want to hear it. What
the fuck? So I've
seen a couple that were saying, like, the fucking people in charge of the ship were Indian.
Yeah, they were Pajits, so everyone's, like, talking about how, oh, this is the future of America if we keep letting in migrants. Like, oh, minorities can never do anything right. But, and I apparently it was a... What happened? The power shut down on the ship or something,
yeah.
And they warned in advance to evacuate the bridge. And then I genuinely saw some people saying some shit like, the white people would have gotten it under control faster. So like, yes, it's being used for racial propaganda right now.
When you reach that level of just like actually racist delusion, I don't know what, like, that person is not savable. There's nothing you can tell them to break that.
That is double digit IQ behavior right there.
I think the delusion I was seeing was Andre, you know that fucking retard Twitter account Kira?
Yeah.
He made a tweet that said some shit like, what was it? He was like, maybe if we didn't send billions for fucking wars, then we would we could spend money on infrastructure, and this wouldn't happen. It's like, what fucking infrastructure can we possibly build that would stop 115,000 ton cargo ship from breaking a bridge?
I saw that as well.
I don't know how you can say that and not elaborate further. What do you mean by infrastructure?
Someone quote tweeted it and was just like, fucking 9/11 plane hits the building, this dickhead. Well, maybe if we spent less on wars.
Not expecting good takes from that guy, though, so don't really give a fuck.
Yeah, he said, watch this video of 9/11. Wow, they really should have made those buildings stronger. The exact quote for the dipshit that said that shit was, the government is busy sending money to fund wars when our infrastructure is shit. Prayers to everyone affected by this tragedy.
Oh, did you guys see apparently that Mothman had nothing to do with this incident?
Who?
That's a real conspiracy. As Matthew said, that was definitely Mothman was involved here. Why else would the power go out? He was absorbing it. Everyone knows that Mothman.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, that, I don't know, there was some tweet that I saw, I have it right here. I have studied Mothman since I came to U.S. in 1993. The Baltimore, Maryland bridge incident was a man-made incident. Nothing to do with Mothman. So, just so we're clear on that.
Thank God, bro.
Yeah, there was probably a lot of people blaming Mothman. We can't have that. We need to blame the Indians. All right, we're hitting the hour mark probably. Oh no, we got 15 more minutes. Andre, can you explain to me the Diddy drama?
Okay, so Diddy, a big rapper from like the late 90s, had a record label. I think he's like a billionaire too. Really rich guy, really influential. Okay. A lot of people know him. And he's always had this reputation that wasn't like fully backed or confirmed or anything. It was just like rumor that he was like gay. And he was always doing gay shit with like people that were signed to him. And apparently it's coming out that he has been trafficking drugs. And a couple days ago, two or three of his homes were raided by Homeland Security. And I think he's on the run right now.
Yeah, he was.
He's on the run.
He took his private jet to like some like Latin type island where there's no extradition laws.
Holy shit! So he's fucked. Like he did it, and he's running.
I don't think they have like concrete proof. Yeah, it's looking like it. Like, if they keep digging, they're probably going to find something. But they said that they only have probable cause for the warrant. They don't have, like, any direct evidence yet to fully charge him. But it's looking kind of sus with him fleeing.
Yeah, so he is a billionaire, by the way. His net worth is estimated $1
billion
from Fortune.com. But, so... there was rumors that he was gay, and all of this shit's coming out with him, like being charged with crimes and being gay.
Yep.
So
now
what
there's
a
just,
combo.
So now there's just a lot of pedophilia, trafficking discourse in the hip hop scene.
Yeah, there is also there's rumors going on right now about what's his name. I forgot his name, but basically, He was caught with three Mongolian toddlers holding salamanders.
Holding
salamanders? Oh, I think you're talking about Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, yeah, Kendrick Lamar, yeah. I'm pretty sure he also, there's a rumor he forces dementia patients to apply for Best Buy credit cards.
Okay.
I think we have CJ confused here.
Yeah.
He's stunlocked.
Okay, so when Drake and Pusha T were beefing on Twitter, like, there would be a whole bunch of bots that just... the Pusha T fucking salamander
thing.
And everyone, like, pretty much knew it was Drake, but, like, there was no real confirmation. But now that Drake's beefing with Kendrick Lamar, they started back up again, and they're doing shit like... like, the direct one I was quoting was, Kendrick Lamar was caught with three Mongolian toddlers holding salamanders. And they'll just be spamming shit like this.
I thought you were being serious until you said the salamanders at the end of the sentence. I'm like, God damn. I'm like, whoa, who's holding three Mongolian toddlers holding salamanders?
Bro, I don't know where the salamanders came from.
Fucking, we talked about this before. The most random ass fucking animal, just a salamander.
It's actually Drake paying for bots to fucking slander people.
That shit's so funny. I thought you were going towards the Nickelodeon shit that's happening right now.
It's funny that you mentioned that because the tweet that they did this on is about Dan Schneider.
It literally had nothing to do with Kendrick Lamar. Yeah.
Bro, so, I still haven't seen the documentary. Pave told me about it and he told me to watch it. But I thought all the shit that was in the documentary, except for Drake Bell being raped, I thought everyone knew.
Yeah,
that's...
Everybody already knew that, like, Dan Schneider was, like, a weirdo and stuff like that.
That's what I was gonna say. Like, I don't need to watch the fucking documentary. I already know.
Yeah, like, everybody already knows they had a crazy foot fetish shit going on. Everyone knows that the actors weren't treated well, and that's why they go all crazy. The only thing that actually did, like, catch me off guard and surprise me was that Drake Bell, like, got, like, actually raped.
Yeah, it's not surprising, though. I wouldn't be surprised if it's more than that. Just, you know, it's hard to uncover all of it.
Yeah. But, I mean, I think maybe the reason that it's a big deal is because they're, like, finally actually going mainstream with everything and everything's being, like, confirmed, which that is a big deal that they're, like...
I mean, yeah, obviously it's good that that's happening. It's just kind of, like, you know... So many, like, whenever I see someone, like, reacting to it in, like, a video or, especially, like, Instagram reels or TikTok shit, you know, and it's someone like, yo, Dan Schneider did what? It's like, bro, this is not new information.
Yeah, maybe we're just, like, terminally online, so we already, like, knew about the rumors and stuff like that, but I don't know. Maybe to, like, parents and shit would be a big shock.
Yeah.
Or, like, older people.
That dude had a fucking foot-shaped pool in his mansion.
Shit, those videos I would too.
That they had Ariana Grande making? Bro. Oh. He got in prison, man.
No, do you guys think anything's gonna come of it?
Probably not.
Like,
I don't know.
They found out about it. They paid him $7 million just from the league. And then that's
just
it.
For what?
Just for him to leave. Like, they paid him to leave Nickelodeon. $7 million.
Oh, shit.
Because they didn't want to associate with him anymore.
I think we should hunt him down in Minecraft.
Street justice in real life.
Yeah. Prank gone wrong.
I'm gonna constantly stalk him until he, like, wants to shoot me, and then I'm gonna shoot him first and, like, call it self-defense.
Claim self-defense, yeah.
I don't think I'll ever need to claim self-defense. They'll view me as a hero.
Yeah. One thing I did see is, what's the guy, the name of the dude who played Spencer? On iCarly?
Oh, you're talking about Terry Crews.
Yeah, Terry Crews.
No, I think his name is Jerry something.
Jerry Trainer?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so apparently there's, like, videos of coming out of him, like, blocking Schneider from acting all creepy towards the kids that he would work with. And everyone's calling him, like, a hero and shit, and, like, just boasting about, like, how good of a dude he was. Mm-hmm. And, I don't know. Yeah, I agree. What he did was good. If he was stopping the boss from, like, being weird, like, that's good. So that means everyone knew it was happening and nobody stepped in and beat the fuck out of him. Like,
I mean, I kind of saw some shit like that too about where, what's, you know, the talk I want to stick dude from iCarly?
Yeah, him.
Yeah, how he knew, supposedly knew about some of it too, and everyone was like trying to rag on him saying like, oh, why didn't you fucking do anything about it? It's like, you think that these people are in positions to do anything meaningful about it though? Like,
probably would have got blackballed.
Yeah.
Especially in that industry.
I think at that point, if you know something so bad is happening, that you're... Okay, yeah, like, I'm gonna be like fucking, what's it called? Like, obviously, I'm gonna be, like, talking big right now, because I'm not in that position. But if you know something that big is happening, especially to children, I feel like that should take priority over your career.
Well, it's like, not just career. It's also, like, thinking logically, like, what can you do about it, you know? Like, you take it to an executive, you take it to the police, what comes of that, you know? And then let's say
a 9mm bullet to the skull.
Let's say you do take it to the police or take it to executives, and then nothing comes of it, and then you're kicked off the set, and then who's there to help the fucking people that it's happening to after that?
That's true. That is true. That is a good point, Mr. Sosa.
Yeah.
I don't know. I know that for other actors they did similar shit. Like I know who was it? Brad Pitt. I think stood up to Weinstein when he was harassing his then girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And then Weinstein ended up leaving her alone. But this is some shit that has been going on in the industry for a long time. And I guess it's spread out across the entire thing. So I don't know. Obviously some shit needs to be done. There needs to be people who are willing to stand up, but like I said, it is very, like...
You can't blame them if they don't.
Yeah. I also fell to my knees when I found out that Cuba Gooding Jr. was involved in some of this shit, or stuff like that.
That who?
Cuba Gooding Jr., you know, Radio?
No, Cuba Gooding Jr.
You've never seen Radio?
I still haven't seen Radio either. I need to watch
that. No, I haven't seen it.
You don't even know of it?
No.
Nah.
Okay, so he was in like 2000s, 90s movies, yeah?
Yeah, type shit.
I only know about it because Sosa told me about it.
He was involved with fucking Diddy?
I don't know if it was Diddy.
That's what all the articles that are coming up are saying.
Well then, yeah.
They're all relating back to Diddy.
Yeah.
That's a crazy loop back to the Diddy sexuals. Talk.
Yeah, they're adding him to sexual assault lawsuits. Damn.
Fell to my knees reading that shit, bro.
Well, now I can't watch Radio because I don't want to be supporting a monster.
That's why you pirate
it. Well, that's just pirate it, yeah.
Oh, that's true.
Bro, remember when, it was a while ago when the Lil Durk NBA Youngboy beef was still, like, trending and shit?
Oh, yeah.
Someone on the Youngboy subreddit was all like, or I think they were on the Lil Durk subreddit. They were just like, anyone got a link to Pirate Durk's new album? I want to listen, but I don't want to give it a stream.
I've seen a couple things like that, especially with, like, game developers, since everyone's always pissed off at, like EA and shit like that. They're like, hey, how could I pirate the new game? I don't want to support them anymore.
Base.
Alright, that it for the week?
It's looking like it.
Okay, then we can go ahead and wrap it up.
Yeah. All right, everybody. This has been episode 11 of Street Speak. We thank you all for tuning in. We thank you all for listening. Be sure to check out We Are Douchebags, another great podcast on this same feed. And we'll see you all next week.
Thank you guys for listening. Bye.